Welcome to Sensibly Cynical. My name is Sean, and with me yet again is Frank Jack. What's going on, Frank?
Fuck you, Sean.
So, what do you want to talk about today, bro?
So, how about, you know, I woke up in the morning yesterday, got drunk, continued to get drunk the rest of the day, and I still could not be interested in that Super Bowl last night.
I know, right, man? Fuck, dude. It totally sucked, man. I was drinking, like, beer made from, like, your boy Bruce. And I still wasn't interested.
Yeah. Man, it was so, that Super Bowl was so bad, I started eating gluten just to get sick. Just to take my mind off how bad the Super Bowl was.
Did you try some of those, did you try that cupcake?
Yeah, I had those two cupcakes? Of them. I've been sick all day because of it. Because it's gluten and I've ate it. Because I was good. So bored.
Yeah, that shit was good though, for real. So what do you want to talk about? Like, why do you think the Rams, you know, I mean, the guy punted eight straight times, or was it seven? Something like that. You know, their offense sputtered out of control, and then, you know, they couldn't get back on track.
You ever been to a club and see some guys rubbing up on a girl the wrong way and she seems really uncomfortable?
Yeah.
Goff looked more uncomfortable than that girl.
Holy shit,
Goff was so uncomfortable in that game. Like, he even said it, like, seriously, like, he goes, "We only needed two touchdowns to win, and I couldn't even do that." Like, they had a chance to tie the game. He threw a pick on the two. The dude was just garbage. And they couldn't run the ball. They couldn't run the ball for shit.
Yeah, what happened to Todd Gurley? I mean, why didn't they stop?
Playing. You know, Gurley keeps saying he got benched in the conference championship because he wasn't hurt and that he just sucks. I'll be honest with you. That's Todd Gurley. He's a beast. There's something wrong with the guy. I don't care what anyone says. There's something wrong with the guy. He is not feeling 100%.
Yeah, so what do you think about, you know, how Tom Brady, he threw that pick and the Rams still couldn't capitalize on points? Like, did they get a field goal off that interception that Brady threw?
No, they didn't get anything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Anything. They couldn't capitalize.
Getting in the game, they get a pick, can't do anything, you know? Both teams, were we watching, I don't know if we watched the Super Bowl last night or were we watching the preseason? The first game of the preseason, yeah. And no one knew what the frig they were doing.
Yeah, it just magnifies the, you know, the Saints got screwed talk, you know.
You know,
that'll be interesting what they do in the offseason with that rule, you know.
We've seen so many bad calls. Like, I remember seeing the Super Bowl Seahawks and the Steelers and watching Ben Roethlisberger getting tackled and they call it defensive holding. I mean, we see some really, really bad calls in playoffs and Super Bowl that really,
yeah,
they really alter the way the game goes. But the thing about it is, the thing about that is you can't fault the human error, even if they clearly are stupid.
Yeah,
I think it would have been a better game with Drew Brees because Drew Brees can actually score, and that running game when they play is great. The running game for the Saints is great.
But looking at the stats here, you're right, Frank. I mean, you know, looking at the Rams right now, Todd Gurley, 10 carries for 35 yards. I mean, that's unacceptable. You know, don't have one, you know, decent run. Like, he had a 16-yard run. But other than that, I mean, it was kind of garbage.
What was his total yardage?
35 yards.
So he had one run that was half of his yardage for the game.
Almost half, yeah.
That is a joke.
It was basically half.
That is a joke.
But, you know, my point is, why only, if he's healthy, if he's 100% healthy, why did you only rush him 10 times? 10 times!
He can't be that healthy. Or the coach doesn't like him or something.
I mean, he's one of the best running backs in the league. He's a Pro Bowl running back. I think he's a Pro Bowl running back. So, I mean, and who the fuck was this C.J. Anderson guy? Was he the fullback that they tried getting involved? He has seven carries.
You know who C.J. Anderson was?
Oh, was he the running back from the Broncos?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's been getting more of the workload lately, and I don't understand that. C.J. Anderson is garbage. He plays well sometimes, most times.
He looks
garbage.
Like a fullback out there, though. He's kind of big.
He's a big up the middle kind of guy, but you know, Gurley's your money. You're there, but you're where you are today because of Todd Gurley. Mm-hmm. We know that. Everybody knows that you are where you are because of Todd Gurley. You live and die on the legs of Todd Gurley. You don't go to the Super Bowl and give the guy the ball 10 times. He's your bread, he's your butter, he's your religion.
He's your bagel, he's your cream cheese.
You know, and to be honest with you, the coach for the Rams, he got out-coached.
Yeah, he said that after the game.
He didn't even, like, you know, like people cover their lips when they're calling plays.
Right,
you know?
Right.
He kind of half-assed covered his lips. Like, he didn't really... it's like the game was too big for him. The game was too big for Goff. And they showed that the game was too big for them the other day.
Yeah. I mean, you know, the bottom line is the coach, McVay, deserves credit for basically saying that he was out-coached. I mean, that takes a lot of balls.
And the thing about McVay is he can do that. He can do that. He can say every time they lose, he can say we were out-coached. You know why? Because he's winning. More than not, he's winning. And when you're winning, you can take the blame from your players because no one's firing you. You're 33 years old and you're coaching like a boss. Mm-hmm. No one's firing you. You can take the blame every single press conference. That's what winning does.
I mean,
it allows the coach to take the blame and no one cares.
I mean, I think what's missing here is Patriots played good defense on the Rams. You know, it wasn't all a fuck up by the coach and everything. Offensive coordinator. The defense played legit for the Patriots, man.
You know, that's a thing. That's another thing. You know, the Patriots haven't played good defense all year, and then they just started to play. They haven't even given their defensive coordinator the title defensive coordinator. They're still like having the linebackers coach, and he's the defensive coordinator because they want him to earn the. It's like some weird cuckold. They want him to earn some weird shit. But
shit, dude.
You know, and then you got the thing of. Belichick. I don't know what it is with Belichick. He somehow wins. I mean, they didn't play great.
Yeah.
Gronk showed up like he once in a while.
He needs to go to a. He needs to be in the WWE. You know, he may retire.
He probably should.
If you know Vince McMahon's going to pay him a lot of money.
Yeah, absolutely. and Gronk can barely.
He'd be a good wrestler.
Yeah, he barely. You know, he can barely play with a back. His back. Can you imagine those X-rays on his back? They must look awful. And I don't understand. You know, good. I'm glad that what's his name got the MVP.
Your boy Edelman?
Edelman, I mean, he's pretty
You're
awful.
You're almost as big as him.
He's a pretty awful NFL receiver, but...
Frank, what? You're almost as big as him.
Yeah, whatever. But he's not the greatest receiver in the world. You know? But just like Wes Welker, he wasn't the greatest receiver in the world. That was the same position. You just go over the middle, Tom's going to just dump the ball off to you, and you're going to look like an all-star every game. And there you go. He was the MVP of the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. But what about Tom Brady? So what do you know about the Jewish religion?
Not too much.
So the Jewish religion, you know, they thought Jesus was, you know, a prophet. And so they believe, though, that they're waiting for, you know, a political leader, like a leader, a direct descendant of King David, you know, to bring them back to the promised land.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's Tom Brady? Is Tom Brady the guy the Jews are waiting for?
Well, I think Tom Brady didn't play a good game, so I don't think you can give him too much credit on the win.
He won six Super Bowls.
Yeah. There. But I'm talking about this particular game. You know, his QBR was 25.8. His rating was 71.4. You know,
I mean,
he didn't throw. He was 21. He still threw for 262 yards, but I mean, the interception was pretty ugly and stuff, and he got bailed out by Michelle. And
how many records does Dan Marino hold?
I don't know, Frank. I'm not a big Dan Marino guy.
A lot of them. He had a lot of them. They were most of them broken. But
well, yeah, because it's flag football now. So,
right,
you know.
Right. And, you know, he never won a Super Bowl, right?
He did not, no.
What matters more? Dan Marino's records at NFL or Super Bowl wins?
Super Bowl wins?
Who's got six Super Bowl wins?
Tom Brady.
Thank you.
And no
Does
one
it
else.
Matter?
He passed Charles Haley all time.
All time for as a player.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you look at the quarterbacks, he's still two above any quarterback. Mm-hmm. He's literally won. Because
Charles Haley was a linebacker.
Right.
Yeah.
He's literally won as many Super Bowls as any other franchise.
I know.
The most winningest franchise was.
Yeah, but how many of them were because he cheated? You know?
How many of the 49ers, how many of Joe Montana's are because they cheated?
You know, deflated balls and.
How many of Joe Montana's are because they cheated?
I don't know, Frank. I don't like the Patriots. I don't like the Patriots.
I hate Boston. I hate Massachusetts. I hate the state.
The Jags beat them this year. I'm surprised. You know,
they did. And then
we fell apart.
Not win anymore.
And then we fell apart. But no, anyways, I gotta add a Jaguar reference somewhere in these shows.
But the point of the matter is, you know, he's winning. You know, and he's at the helm. He's the leader, and they win. Mm-hmm. The linebacking core, though, for the Patriots, they actually did play. They came to play.
The guy Jones had, that
linebacking core came to play.
And then they had a cornerback blitz. Jones had a sack. I mean, you know, they had some nice different blitz packages, and they brought, you know, they brought, you know, blitzes from all over, you know. The defensive coordinator was legit, man. Gilmore had five tackles, I mean, three pass defense, you know.
Now, I believe the older McCourty is what, Devin McCourty?
It's Devin McCourty and then his brother Jason.
Right, but Devin's the older one.
Devin had two tackles, one solo, and the other McCourty had five tackles, four solo, and two pass defense.
Right, but it was Devin McCourty that said, if I win the Super Bowl with my brother, I might retire, because what the hell? Yeah, why else would I play the sport? How can get better than that?
Yeah, and you know, all the injuries and concussions, right. And
I mean, if stuff. I win the Super Bowl with my brother, what's better than that?
So he may retire. I mean, Jesus, he is 31, but in the NFL, that's kind of old. He's a little younger than me.
Says the quarterback at 40, it's 41. They just won.
No, but it's a different position. Super Bowls. You can't touch the quarterback nowadays. You can sure as hell touch the fucking the safeties. The safeties slam, you know, they're one of the few positions that I think that can still, like, go in hard, you know, they can tackle hard.
You can't horse collar anymore.
No, but you can still.
That took a lot of weight from
still
the secondary.
You can still do shoulder to shoulder pretty fucking hard. You can still do that.
Guy goes low, you go low with your shoulder, you hit him in the head, and now you got a penalty, 15-yard penalty.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
I mean, they got a lot of rules.
He had 82 tackles, you know. So he had 82 tackles this year. So, I mean, yeah, I could see it, only one pick. I mean, so, yeah, we could.
But if you're Gronk, would you retire this year?
Yeah, I'd take that multi-million dollar deal from Vince McMahon and just fake wrestle. But, so, yeah, I would.
You would retire?
Yeah, I'd go wrestle. You know how much Vince McMahon, it came out earlier that Vince McMahon wants to sign Gronk. Hell, yeah, I'd have my agent call WWE and say, what are you going to offer Gronk? You know, you don't have to He won't make Gronk wrestle every day.
Wouldn't you keep playing, though, as long as Tom Brady's at the helm? As long as you know so you can still win Super Bowls, would you not still play?
I mean, yeah, but I mean, if what you were saying and what I've heard his back's, like, totally fucked up. So, you know, would you not do like maybe like 20 dates a year for $2 million from a fake wrestling company?
But he's the highest
Right
now he's the highest paid player in the Patriots, though.
Yeah, but you can make $2 million doing nothing. I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. I think pain is weakness leaving the body, so I think Gronk right now is pretty much Iron Man. So I think he should still play. But keep rolling the dice.
But do you think he'd be good in for Vince McMahon?
Obviously, he looks like a machine.
I mean, I think he did make an appearance before. Mm-hmm. You know, you know.
Right.
I'm sure he got paid $1 million just for that one appearance.
Right.
You know, in the Rumble, but I mean, we'll see what happens. I mean, I could see it going either way. I think you're right, though, about McCourty. I think he's done now. Is there any other? I'm looking at the stats here. What do you think about? Yeah, you're right about Gronk. He had 87 yards, six catches. I mean, 14.5 yards. And yeah, they couldn't. You know, I wanted to talk about the Rams defense. True, they were legit. They're still. They played. Some of them played good. But what I don't understand is when I was, you know, when I was watching the game, and I was like, why the fuck did they not put Aqib Talib or a corner on Gronk? Gronk was burning these linebackers, and they finally doubled him with like a safety, I think.
I mean, they weren't exactly getting torn up.
I mean, Aqib Talib's like a big corner, right? Why not put Aqib Talib played? Yeah, why don't you put Aqib Talib on Gronk and then get help over the top? I mean, you know,
they probably should have, but like I said, they weren't exactly getting torn up by anything.
Yeah, but he was. If you looked at the plays that Gronk was,
right.
I mean, and plus the offensive line came to play for the Patriots. I mean, you know,
they do every time, but
it was interesting. I mean, if you look at the total yardage, I mean, it's, you know, it's a little closer than you would think. I mean, the Patriots got 407, the Rams got 260, but if you look at the passing, Goff almost got 200 yards. That's kind of surprising.
Yeah, I mean, they were down there. They could have, you know, the mistakes that were killing them, but.
God, both were ugly on third downs. I think the Rams were 3 for 13, and the Patriots were 3-for-12. I mean, holy shit, for a Super Bowl.
It was a bad game. So what do you think about what do you think about Mahomes getting the MVP this year?
No, he's deserving. I mean, I'm not.
50 touchdowns over 5,000 yards in his first year starting.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's ridiculous.
Who knew the NFL was so easy?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, he's deserving, and I'm just, you know, I haven't seen. I was telling a couple people this. I forgot if I told you this, Frank, but he's the closest thing to Brett Favre that I've seen. Since Favre retired. I mean, the guy does some stupid throws that you would think that you think would just pick, and then it'd be like Favre would throw some stupid shit, but then they would go for a touchdown. I mean, same with this kid. Mm-hmm. This kid can do like no. I don't know if you saw the little story they did with ESPN, but he did like a no-look pass.
He
did shit like that.
He did it in the playoffs, and it didn't. I mean, in the Pro Bowl, it didn't work because the receiver wasn't paying attention.
He could do like a 40-yard pass, like not even looking. I mean, yeah. That's like some Houdini shit. I mean,
he's an athlete.
You know? So, I mean, I just hope he doesn't get injured. I mean, those guys that run a lot and, you know, they're at risk of injury. I mean, even in the pussified era of the league, you know, you get stepped on wrong when, you know, true, they slide now more than ever, but you get stepped, you know, if he gets hurt, I mean, the Chiefs are kind of. I don't think their backup is very good. So, I forgot who the backup is, but I don't think he's a good backup. So, you know, yeah, I think he's deserving. And
They need to find a way to run the ball. Because that was a big loss. You know, the running back kind of kicked and screamed his way out of the league, literally.
Mm-hmm.
But so what do you think about Big Dix?
What are you talking about? Who?
What do you think about Big Dix?
Frank, what are you talking about? I thought we were talking about football, not your fetish.
What do you think about Big Dick Nick Foles? Where does he land this year?
Oh, Jacksonville, man. You hear about that trade? That trade that
they
may come through?
Fournette.
I mean, if you trade Leonard Fournette.
They don't need him.
Hold on. For those
Why would
that,
they want Fournette?
For those that don't know, the trade in the rumor mill is straight up Leonard Fournette for Nick Foles. You know? Like they're trading their starter, they're getting rid of Foles anyway, so you might as well bring Fournette in, you know, have him compete. And
they would want, you got a better chance of them getting Patrick, no, Ramsey, right?
Ramsey? He's off limits.
He's something that they could use.
No, fuck
they
no.
can't use Fournette. They can't use Fournette.
Fuck no.
He's not useful to them.
Jalen Ramsey is about as untouchable as someone is in the NFL. So I'm bringing.
They don't need Leonard Fournette. They have, you know, they have that guy from they got from the Dolphins last year.
You know, so I mean, we'll see what happens.
They got Ajayi. They don't need Fournette. Why would they do with Fournette?
Well, because it's a free running back. I mean, it's not like they're going to use Foles anyways.
They have Ajayi.
You not hear what I said?
Yeah, but Foles is a good insurance plan if Wentz gets hurt.
Fournette's
a million times.
Fournette ran for 1,000 yards the year before last. I mean, you know.
I think Ajayi probably did too.
Just have him compete in camp. I don't think it's that big of a deal. People are like, oh yeah, it's Foles. It's like, you guys know what? Does people know what backup means? Look at backup on Wikipedia.
But Foles.
Back, space, up.
The thing about keeping Foles is when Carson Wentz inevitably gets hurt again next year, that's your insurance policy. So to get rid of that insurance policy, you need some big money.
I mean, I think I'll do that deal all day, every day for Jacksonville. Let's do it right now.
Right, but I don't think he's going to go to Jacksonville. What about the Giants? You think they're going to go in division?
No, they're no way in hell. The report came out today that they're looking for a third-round pick.
For Foles?
Yeah.
It's not bad. The Giants will give it to
him. The Jags may, too. We may keep Fournette and do it.
We'll just give you the first-round pick and we'll take Foles, but I don't think they do in your division.
What, you want Foles on the Giants?
I think Big Dick Foles would be good on
and
the
what
Giants.
What are you going to do with
Son of a fire? I don't know. He hasn't done anything.
Mm-hmm.
Ever.
What
so,
are you going to do, you know?
Doesn't matter.
But we'll see what happens. I mean, it was an interesting year. You know, we didn't talk about the season too much on the podcast, but, you know, Jacksonville flamed out and just, you know.
They're just not a very good team, you know.
We had two Pro Bowlers, so we'll see what happens. Bortles played the last game, but they basically told him that the pack is bags. I told you this. I didn't tell the podcast, but did I tell you He posts on social media. Blake Bortles.
He told me last night.
They give him a key. You know, the
he's gonna keep coming to practice till the key doesn't work. The key card doesn't work.
Yeah, the card doesn't work to get into the building. That's pretty funny.
Until the key
tells him that it's like the magic eight ball. And, you know, until it tells you that you can't go in, just keep going in. You know, the Jags aren't gonna cut him until you get close. You know, they're gonna wait till closer to the season. Like just before preseason, they'll probably cut him. But I wouldn't be shocked if we keep him. I mean, most people think we're going to dump him. But well, I wouldn't be shocked if we get Foles and keep Bortles as like an expensive-ass backup. I think he only stays if we get Foles, veteran.
No one wants Bortles.
You hear what I said?
I heard if we said, don't trade, bullshit.
It's true.
It's bullshit.
His best case scenario is we trade for Foles, and then they'll just keep Bortles, and then probably cut him next year, and use Bortles as a backup. But
he's not worth it.
But and then try to revamp the offense. I mean, Marquise Lee's gonna be back next year.
No one cares about that? The Jags. This is getting painful.
Marquise Lee's gonna be back. You know. Yeah. He fucked up his knee in the preseason. I mean, you know, he'll be back. Talvin Smith is still there, fucking people up for 100 tackles a year. I mean, we'll see what happens. But
They're a bad football team.
Is there anything else you want to talk about in the league? I mean, interesting. Do you want to talk about the blown call in the Saints and Rams game, or do you not want to touch that?
Yeah, it was
old news by now, but we haven't talked about it on the show.
It was an obviously blown call. It was pass interference.
For those that didn't watch the game.
They did Madden simulations. They turned passing interference all the way down, and they still called it.
That wasn't the only call. There was like two or three in a row there that were missed.
You get it every year. We get it every year. We get blown calls every single year. They're really bad blown calls.
But it was the NFC Championship game.
It happens all the time. I've seen it happen in the Super Bowl. I mean,
It set the Rams up to kick the field goal.
You know, I gotta say, all this is because they have a horrible person at the helm. Roger Goodell needs to go.
Your boy Roger Goodell?
And honestly, I don't think he should just be kicked off out of the league. Mm-hmm. I think he should be kicked out of the country.
Out of the country?
Is there anywhere we could be sending him, like Katie or something? Like, he needs to be gone.
You could send him to Pakistan.
He needs to be gone. He needs to be gone.
He should be the commissioner of the Aussie Rules Football League. He's in Australia.
We need to send him somewhere. I don't care where we send him. I don't care if he's the goddamn commissioner of the goddamn Legend Football League, the old lingerie football league. He needs to go and he needs to stay gone.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see what happens. I mean, with Goodell. I mean, he's basically like the Lord. He's basically like what's that guy from What's that guy from, what's that movie? Avengers. What's that guy that won last time? Infinity Wars?
Thanos?
Yeah, he's like Thanos. You know, he's like, Roger Goodell is like Thanos. You know,
Roger Goodell is like Thanos.
Yeah, he can do whatever the fuck he wants. Every time someone bashes him in the media, he just like strikes him down and says... And does with them and makes his own rules and does what the fuck he wants.
I don't think Roger Goodell killed half of the human race off, though.
No, but I'm saying it's like...
I mean, he probably killed half the human race's will to watch football, but I don't think he actually killed them.
Oh, so you don't like the comparison?
Not at all.
I like it. You should put that... We should put that in the description.
When you talk. Do girls ever tell you when you talk?
No, see, look, there's people on Twitter.
When you talk, do women ever tell you that, like, your vagina is dry up like the Sahara?
Hold on, no, I'm looking up on Twitter. I put in Roger Goodell Thanos on Twitter, and it says multiple people, that guy eat up, Roger Goodell is Thanos. You know? I mean, I think it's funny as Thanos. It's funny. Oh, come on, Frank. This is the shit that's pretty awesome. But, yeah, I mean, interesting season. We'll see what happens with, you know, I'm sure they'll pussify the league even more.
Do you know what,
get rid of kickoffs.
Do you know what's happening this Sunday?
What?
Opening day for Alliance. Was it the Alliance or Allegiance Football League?
Something like that. I don't know.
Opening day. You going?
No, I'm going, man. I'm not going, man. I'm a broke bitch.
I looked up the tickets. Going, they were like $100 to $200, and I guess they didn't have the attendance, so they're down to $40 a pop.
So are you going? Who are you going
to
go with?
I don't know. I'm going to go. I'm going to have to ask around and see if anyone wants to go, but I think I'm going to go.
Yeah. I mean, it should be interesting, you know, with XFL coming soon. And,
yeah, and, you know, Roger Goodell. I mean, do you think you put Roger Goodell in jail for killing the NFL?
I mean,
it's a corporation, right? And corporations are taxed.
Super Bowl is basically a holiday.
I mean, corporations are technically taxed as humans, right? Mm-hmm. And he's killed the NFL, so, I mean, technically he killed a human, right?
I mean, yeah, and the Super Bowl is basically a national holiday, a holiday. So, yeah, I mean, I can see your point. But, I mean, do you think this new league is going to last?
I don't know, because they're not in any major markets or on the secondary markets. I don't know, but I'm going to enjoy it while it's here.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see what happens. I mean, I think the XFL is going to make a good impact, too.
So. Yeah, but we got a year for that. We got to wait another year, so we'll see how that goes.
But, all right, Frank, is there anything else you have a sense for cynical thought for the episode, for the Super Bowl or NFL season?
Yeah. I think we should all say a prayer, remembering the NFL for what it was. And now that it's over, officially, as new leagues are coming out, the NFL, its reign of terror on humanity is over. And I think we should celebrate it, you know, especially, you know, with the new league coming out and you have the long-haired guy from the Steelers, what's his name? Palomalu.
Yeah.
Head of the Players Association. I really think
He used to mess people up in the middle. And
yeah. he doesn't give a flying shit about everyone in their concussions.
James Harrison needs to go on that board, too.
Right. But, he doesn't care about anyone in their concussions. So I really think, you know, they're going to, it's just positive from here. As far as
and you think Vince McMahon cares either?
No, and I don't.
Vince McMahon doesn't give a shit either.
Leagues are gonna kind of choke out the NFL like Michelet and Surviving Compton. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, Vince McMahon give a shit about anybody? I mean,
Just saying. I think the NFL is over. I think it's over, and I'm pretty happy to
watch. What do you give? How many years?
What?
How many years do you give the NFL?
10 years, and I think Roger Goodell. If they kick Roger Goodell out of the league, I think you could see
NFL and depussify the league.
Right. I think you could see the NFL resurge. If not, I think you're just gonna watch it slowly obliterate from existence.
I'm gonna go cynical. I mean,
I didn't say anything, did I? Did I have a cynical thought?
That was it. I asked
that
you.
That wasn't
you said,
it.
Okay, go ahead.
That wasn't it.
Okay, go ahead.
So. You know, my sensible thought is, you know, my cynical thought is, Tom Brady, no, my sensible thought is...
Pick one, Frank.
My sensible thought will be that, you know, Tom Brady, we have to, you know, we hate him. Everyone hates him. Shit. People in his own town probably hate him. But the thing about it is, you can't help but respect the guy. He continues to win at, like, a godlike pace.
Mm.
It's what he's done in this league is... pretty much impossible. He's done it, though. And I think we just have to take this moment to respect the GOAT.
Yeah, I mean, he's a great quarterback, no doubt, and probably the greatest of all time. Through the rules probably benefit him, you know, the tuck rule and everything. But anyway, but my thought is cynical. I mean, I hope they don't depussify the league even more, but I think they will. I think the kickoff is doomed. And I don't know if it'll be this offseason or next offseason, but they may not do it this offseason. I think they're going to focus on opening up basically a can of worms what they're going to try to do is they're going to try to replay every single play and make sure that no call is fucked up. Well, that's going to open a can of worms because you're going to start getting why aren't you going to put a flag every single play? It's going to be up for review. It's going to be the games are going to be like almost twice as long. And it's just a bad look for the league. I mean, just don't get idiots that can't tell what a pass interference is and what isn't, you know?
You know, the thing about the league is, you know...
To finish my thought, Frank, is I think...
You know, I don't like when that happens.
The league needs to depussify itself or it's doomed.
the thing about the league, though, and these rules is... The rules are so gray area... That
right.
You're bound to get a call wrong. Even if you review it, you're going to get a call wrong because no one can say for sure what the rules are because most of them are gray as hell.
All right, is that it, Frank? Any more thoughts?
I think it's time to go back to bed. What do you think?
I don't know. Probably. I got to substitute teach tomorrow.
I'm a little baby.
So, all right, subscribe, rate, and view us on iTunes. Frank, anything else?
So we have an ad coming up after this, don't we?
We have what?
We have an ad coming up after this.
An ad? Oh, yeah, yeah. We're gonna put an ad from our friends over at Teaspoon of Healing. So thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening, and please stay tuned for that ad.
Hi, I'm Dawn Damari, host of A Teaspoon of Healing podcast. On my show, people share their healing journeys, and I chat with nutrition, wellness, and Reiki experts. You can find me on iTunes, Google Play, and wherever you get your podcasts, or go to my website, teaspoonofhealing.com.